Avalanche forecast for Wednesday, the 28th of January 2026. Afternoon, increase in avalanche danger. A precarious avalanche situation will prevail. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh snow and the wind slabs that are forming during the snowfall will be deposited on a weakly bonded old snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes above the treeline. Especially here avalanches can be triggered in the faceted old snow. This applies even in case of a small load. Mostly avalanches are medium-sized. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible. The avalanche-prone locations are widespread and are barely recognizable. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. The current avalanche situation calls for caution and restraint. And now the snowpack. 30 centimeters of snow has fallen since Saturday. In some regions, 15 centimeters of snow, and even more in some localities, will fall above approximately 1,500 meters. As a consequence of a gusty wind from southerly directions, further wind slabs will form. These are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack above the treeline. The old snowpack is faceted and weak. This applies especially in shady places that are protected from the wind. The old snowpack will be subject to considerable local variations. We have the following danger patterns: DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Thursday, the 29th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.